She's been going around the neighborhood telling people that me and Mr. Gaines are sleeping together. She called his wife and told her me and him was having an affair, which is not true.
Oh, interesting. Hmm.
These neighbors had nothing nice to say.
She came up and she was hollering and she was cussing.
But did she let her fist do the talking?
Next thing I know, she's in my face. I got a right hook, a left hook. I fell backwards.
How did she get a black eye?
I don't know how she got a black eye.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Kiva and Stephen Jones are suing their former neighbor, Valerie Jones, for falsely accusing Kiva of assault.
Order. All rise. It's case number 165 on the count in the matter of Jones versus Jones.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
You claim, Ms. Jones, that the defendant first assaulted you, filed false charges against you, has been harassing you, caused you to have to post bail, hire an attorney, etc. The defendant says that actually you assaulted her and have been harassing her. So I have claims and counterclaims. Now, I'd like you to tell me how you know each other.
I basically met the defendant through my former neighbor, Andrew Gaines.
You're not a party to this, are you?
Yes, I'm her husband, Stephen Jones.
I know, but how are you a party to this action?
I also had to take off work to bail my wife out of jail.
I don't care. Sit down.
She actually called my husband the day that this incident happened. That's how he's involved.
He may be a witness, but he's not a party.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We were having a lot of break-ins in our neighborhood. I seen Miss Valerie Jones walk into our mailbox one day. I stopped her and asked her, hey, we're about to have a neighborhood watch meeting. Do you want to come?
How far away do you live from each other?
Directly across the street from each other.
How long have you lived there?
I had been there maybe a few months, 4 or 5
On
months.
What date were you there a few months?
June the 18th. I had been there
of a few what months. Year?
2013, I'm sorry.
So that's when you met her in 2013?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how long had you been there?
I recently moved back in September, but that has been my home since November of 1998.
Okay. So you met in 2013. When did this incident happen?
June the 18th, 2013.
Well, that's a couple of years ago.
Well, this matter just finishing up. Like, we just went to trial March of this year, 2015. I was just found not guilty.
You mean she charged you with assaulting her?
Correct.
And the district attorney prosecuted that case?
Correct.
But after a full trial, they found you not guilty or not proven. Were you indicted for assault? Were you indicted? Were you charged with a felony?
No, I was charged with a misdemeanor.
Did you have a preliminary hearing?
Yes, ma'am.
In 2013?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the court found at the preliminary hearing that there was sufficient evidence to move forward?
We actually had a TPO.
What is that?
Well, we both went out and took warrants against each other and TPO. They did a hearing and we both was arrested right there in the hearing.
Were you arrested as well?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
What happened with your case?
I was dismissed because I do not have any criminal history.
Okay, so your case was dismissed in 2013?
Yes, ma'am.
Your case proceeded forward?
Yes, ma'am.
To trial?
Yes, ma'am.
And you think that now you can have a civil case against her?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. All right. June 13th, 2013. What time?
I was about 7 p.m.
In whose house?
Mr. Gaines' house. Andrew Gaines.
Were you a witness?
Yes, ma'am.
To the entire thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, you filed charges against her for assault?
Yes, ma'am.
So the ball is in your court. You tell me how she assaulted you.
They were sitting in the garage. Both
who was
Mr. Gaines, Ms. Jones, along with her sister and a sister's friend. I was approximately 10 feet back, not in the garage, out in the driveway.
What was everybody doing in the garage?
Just sitting around talking.
Was it a gathering?
A gathering. I believe that they were having drinks.
In the garage?
Correct.
Okay, but the door open?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So Mr. Gaines and I was having a discussion because he was also hired as my lawn man because that is his business. And he broke the cap on my septic tank and did not tell me. And then once I discovered it, I asked him well over a month and a half to repair it. I kept getting the response, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. So when I was walking the dog, we had no issues prior to this incident. Let me just make sure you're aware of that. I was having the discussion, one-on-one conversation with Mr.
With him.
Gaines. Correct. with him, not involving anyone else with regards to repairing the septic tank, trying to get a timeline because it had been raining in Atlanta consistently for well over a month, and I did not want it flooded. With that being said, Ms. Jones got involved saying, I don't want to hear that, what you got going on. Why are you bringing that up right here? I said, well, I'm having a one-on-one conversation with Mr. Gaines. This has nothing to do with you. I'm trying to get my property repaired. And then she continued to interject. Once again, I told her, do not involve yourself in what I'm having a private conversation, not a private conversation, a one-on-one conversation with Mr. Gaines. She, at that point, kept mouthing off. Of course, we exchanged
words.
Just
a second. You were standing, according to you, outside the garage.
Yes, ma'am, correct.
And you had your dog with you.
Correct.
What kind of dog?
A Yorkie Shih Tzu mix. I was holding him in my arms. Yes, ma'am.
So you were holding the dog?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And they were inside sitting around having drinks?
Correct.
So she was seated?
Correct.
And was Mr. Gaines seated?
Yes, everyone was seated.
Okay. Stand up a second. Move over there. Just answer the questions that I posed to you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
So far, is what Ms. Jones tells me accurate? That she was walking by, that you and a group of people were in the garage?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
And that group include Ms. Jones?
Yes.
And you were having a gathering?
Yes.
Was that on a weekend?
No.
During the week?
Yes.
7 o'clock in the evening?
Yes.
Were you having cocktails?
No.
In the garage?
No.
Just sitting and talking?
Yes.
But seated?
Yes.
She walked by?
Well, she walked up. She didn't walk by.
She walked up to...
To my driveway. She came up...
No, she came up the driveway. We understand that, but she said she was standing outside the garage. Pay careful attention to my questions. She came up the driveway. She said she was standing outside the garage. You and Miss Jones were seated in the garage.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I want you to point from where you are to something in this room. I want you to indicate the distance between where you were seated and where Miss Jones was standing when she was having this discussion with you.
When she had the discussion with me, she probably was about 2 to 3 steps from me, probably about right in front.
Okay. And how far was she from Miss Jones?
Probably about the same distance.
Now, was Miss Jones discussing with you the septic tank?
Yes.
And you had been taking care of her lawn up until June of 2013?
Yes.
Did you take care of her lawn after June of 2013?
No.
And I assume that that stopped because of this incident?
Yes.
Okay. How many years had you been taking care of her lawn?
It wasn't years. It's probably about months. Probably about 5 to 6 months.
When she came to discuss with you the fact that she believed, at least, that you had, when you were mowing the lawn, broken the top of her septic tank, did you acknowledge that that had happened, or was it a dispute with regard to that?
I didn't acknowledge that it had happened.
You didn't?
I didn't.
So there was a dispute?
Yes.
Okay. And did she discuss with you when she was standing 2 to 3 steps away from you, where you were? That's according to you. Did she indicate what she wanted you to do?
I didn't really hear because I had music going as well. So I couldn't really hear her.
So there was music playing in the garage. And how many people were in the garage?
It was 4 people plus a child.
Okay. You?
Me, Ms. Jones, and her sister and her sister friend.
And a child?
Yes.
And everybody was sitting?
Yes.
And there was music playing?
Yes.
Okay. Now you can sit down. I may need you again. What happened next? So now they're sitting, you're standing.
I'm still in the garage. At that point, Ms. Jones rose up and started standing. At that point, I'm still out in the driveway. And at that point, words kept exchanging. Ms. Jones then comes towards me and gets in my face, starting arguing, telling me to not discuss the issue with Mr. Gaines. And then at that point, next thing I know, she's in my face. And then I feel she starts attacking me. I got a right hook, a left hook. I'm in between 2 of his vehicles. I got pushed. I dropped the dog. The dog ran out to the street in fear. I just, because I'm on an incline, his driveway is a steep incline, I fell backwards. So I had no way to get myself recovered because of the force of her attacking me. And I never struck Miss Jones.
You have photographs?
Yes, ma'am.
You have medical records?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to take a look at one.
Oh. And here's some larger photos as well, but the other ones are better. Your Honor, there's also a picture showing the incline of Mr. Gaines' house, of his driveway. Your Honor, I'm sorry.
So you had a black eye?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Jones, ready.
Okay, well, we were sitting in the garage. When she approached, she did have a conversation with Mr. Gaines. The only reason why I asked Mr. Gaines if he could take that in the house or down the driveway because she came up and she was hollering and she was cussing because I guess she had been upset. She had asked Mr. Gaines.
Just a second. She was hollering and she was cussing. I got it. I believe that that's probably true. She was annoyed. He hadn't returned her call. She had tried to reach him. It was not a quiet discussion. She was angry with him.
So when I interfered, per se, she got mad. She approached me with her dog in her arms. She walked up to me. She knew that I was afraid
of dogs. Don't tell me. Just a second. Do not tell me what she knew. So far, she said she approached you. She was cussing. She was being rude. And there was a child playing around.
Your Honor, so excuse me.
Now, she was outside of the garage. Then, according to you, she came into the garage?
Correct.
She came into the garage.
And then she pushed me.
Just a second. You're seated.
No, when she was walking towards me, I stood up.
Oh, so you got up.
Right.
So what were you doing getting up?
Because she walked in the garage when I interfered their conversation.
Just a second. When you interfered in the conversation, tell me what you said.
I told her that, I actually was talking to Mr. Gaines. I told him, I said, can y'all take that in the house or down the driveway? Because
absolutely.
She was cursing.
Absolutely.
And my two-year-old
right.
nephew.
You're absolutely right.
My two-year-old nephew was in there.
You're absolutely correct. She should have taken it outside, taken it where there weren't other people.
Then she walks towards me with her dog in her arm, and she told me she don't give up. About me and my sisters, she said she was talking to Mr. Gaines. I need to stay out of it. I told her, I said, I was invited here by Mr. Gaines. He invited me, so you
can leave.
Oh,
just a second. That's not this way this conversation came about.
Yes, it did.
Oh, really? Just that calmly?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He has called me and my husband going to counseling. I'm about on the verge of a divorce. She's been going around the neighborhood telling people that me and Mr. Gaines are sleeping together, which is not true.
I want you to stop talking.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kiva Jones says her former neighbor, Valerie Jones, falsely accused her of assaulting her during an argument. Valerie is countersuing for assault and harassment.
So you want me to believe that after she's cursing you and cursing everybody around
you. I told her, I don't have anything to do with what's going on. I said, but you're cussing in front of my nephew. I said, you can leave. She told me that she didn't give about me and my sisters. And then she walked up to me and she pushed me. That is how that conversation and the whole
thing.
And
then how did she get a black eye?
I don't know how she got. Well, she said that in the.
How'd she get a black eye?
She's now that she has a black eye. But
I see
in the last trial.
Just a second. I see it in the medical.
In the last trial, I was found not guilty because she said that I didn't give her a black eye. I don't know how she got a black eye.
Just a second. Do you
I never touched her.
Just a second. Is that how you got a black eye from her?
I never touched her, Your Honor.
No,
ma'am.
Don't tell me how you got a black eye.
I'm still standing outside of the garage. Never entered the garage. Miss Jones raises out of her chair, stands up, walks towards me, mouthing off at me,
just
arguing with me.
Would you please tell me how you got the black eye?
From her right hook.
Well, that's
my
what I'm
eyeball.
Asking you.
Her right hook.
Just a second. Is that what you testified to in the trial?
Yes.
Do you have the minutes that indicate that that's not what she testified to?
I don't have it from this last trial, but I have it where she says in here that I gave her a black eye and then she changed it. We couldn't
no,
get
No, just
the-
a second. I want to see where she changed it.
They wouldn't give me.
Well, listen to me. I don't care.
Because it was a recording that they do. They wouldn't give it to me.
Listen to me carefully. I want to know how she got the black eye, which she
had
8 hours.
I never touched her because Mr. Gaines asked her to leave. He asked everybody.
Oh, no, I don't
leave.
Believe that.
I never touched her.
I don't believe that.
I never touched her.
No. I don't believe that. What did you do when she pushed you?
Oh,
what
when
did
she
you
pushed
do?
Me, I tried
Just a
to
second.
Restrain
what?
Her.
Did
I tried to restrain her. Mr. Gaines got up and he said, everybody leave. That's exactly what happened. I never mm-hmm. touched this lady before.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about before. I'm asking you
this
what
day,
did you
I
do?
Never touched her. I never touched her.
Really? You
she's
just
jealous
told me you
of,
touched her.
She's just jealous. She made these accusations because she's jealous of me and Mr. Andrews' friendship. That's exactly what happened. I have no reason to lie.
Anything else you want to tell me?
This has been going on for so long. She has caused me and my husband going to counseling. I'm about on the verge of a divorce. She's been going around the neighborhood telling people that me and Mr. Gaines are sleeping together. She called his wife and told her that me and him was having an affair, which is not true.
I want you to stop talking.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She called you on your cell phone.
Correct.
And said?
She hit me and that the police were called out. You probably need to come get off work because they're probably going to take her to jail.
Okay. So let me understand this. This is your witness.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Keva Jones says her former neighbor, Valerie Jones, falsely accused her of assaulting her during an argument. Valerie is countersuing for assault and harassment.
Now, you can't tell me what she said to somebody else, to his wife, to your neighbors.
I have my two witnesses here, ma'am.
Who wants to stand up?
She called me the evening of the incident.
Just a second. You're Mr. Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband.
Just a second. So she called you the evening of the incident.
Yes, ma'am.
So you were not home and you were not a witness to any of this.
No, I was not.
You're going to tell me what happened when the defendant called you on the 18th of June.
Correct.
The night of the incident.
Correct.
Listen to me carefully. She called you at work.
Right.
So she knew where you worked.
Correct.
So clearly you had a friendly relationship with her. Okay. Where were you working at the time?
At a trucking company.
And how do you think she got your work number?
We had business together before.
Who had business?
Me and Ms. Valerie Jones. I did some work on her vehicle before.
Okay. So she had your cell phone.
Correct.
Or your work number?
Just my cell phone number.
So she called you on your cell phone.
Correct.
And
said, me and your wife just got into it at Mr. Gaines's house. She hit me and that the police were called out. You probably need to come get off work because they're probably going to take her to jail. I told her, I said, look, I will speak to my wife. I'll call my wife and see what's going on. I hadn't heard anything about the incident. I'll call her and see what's going on with this.
Okay, so let me understand this. This is your witness. Right after the incident, the defendant calls you because you had had business dealings, and I assume you were okay with each other if you had business. Otherwise, you wouldn't have given her your cell phone number.
Correct.
And she called you and she said, listen, you better come home because they're going to arrest your wife. She just assaulted me.
Correct.
Good. Sit down. Anything else?
We had to move out the neighborhood.
I don't care.
Because this lady is crazy.
Listen to me. I just told you. You can't tell me what she said to anybody else, because that's hearsay.
Ma'am, I'm telling you, I never touched her.
I don't believe it at all. No. You misunderstand. The verdict of not guilty doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means that it was not proved beyond a reasonable doubt. A lot of people in this world understand that. You can say that. You're here before me, and I have to make a judgment whether what you are saying to me makes sense to me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, what you're saying to me doesn't make sense to me. I'm not excusing the fact that she was loud-mouthing because she was annoyed with Mr. Gaines that he had been blowing her off. He did work in the yard, and she felt that due to his work, something broke. Put your hand down.
What reason would I have to hit her, though?
Because you just told me, because she pushed you. That's what you just told me.
I had no reason to hit her, though. They got up and interfered. I never touched her, though. I never had a chance to.
Anything else? Anybody else want to say anything? I'm done with you. Anybody else want to say anything? The petitioner's claim is dismissed. On the counterclaim, I'm awarding you $2,500 for assault. That's all. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I was excused when you step out, man.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Some get clever.
It's the story. I'm sticking to it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Others get hostile.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Judge Judy gets the last word.
They don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous. They keep me here because I'm smart.
The plaintiff was not being truthful. I did have a black eye.
She testified in court that she didn't have a black eye. Here today, she's saying she has a black eye.
And the pictures show the proof on that, as well as my medical documentation from my physician.
I have no idea. The pictures that I seen, she didn't have a black eye. I don't know. She's a little delusional.
He was not being true for him, and Ms. Jones have a relationship.
She's jealous. She accused me and Mr. Andrew of having a sexual relationship.
I think coming to your house at 1 a.m. when your wife is not there is a true relationship.
Because we hung out on several occasions. Actually, me, her, and Mr. Gaines hung out several occasions.
So they have more than a relationship than possibly could lead on to.
She want Mr. Gaines herself.
No, Mr. Gaines is not my cup of tea. He's not at the standards of where I am, so I don't stoop that low.
She came looking for for a fight. She came looking for a fight because she was upset that me and Mr. Gaines were hanging out.
Well, I will admit, it took me a minute to get past of feeling like I was going to be attacked again.
And having neighborhood parties, and she was no longer invited.
Going on because of the retaliation and the harassment that I kept going through.
Because nobody likes her. Nobody wants her around.
With the Ms. Jones and Mr. Jones, so I'm glad it's over.
But I'm just glad to be away from over there, away from her.